This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. It is grand final week. Doesn't get any bigger than this.
Wrapping up the weekend in footy.
Get purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's Recovery Session. The Camel is calling this September. Find your local at thirstycamel.com.au.
Oh, Brownlow purple.
Yes. Yeah, and Brownlow Jim. And that was the big controversy, Bill, when I walked into the pre-show last night. There was a lot going on. And one of the big movements, you just see people moving around and trying to change things.
Change the table.
Yeah, because I saw Jim and Lisa. And at that stage, there was no seat for either Jim or Lisa.
No.
Jim. And there were people scurrying. No. He had people clicking. He's clicking his fingers. And
Gil, where's Gil? I demand.
And you were about to go home?
Well, no, I did say I did say this. We firstly had RSVP'd twice because we did it once. And then the lovely lady from the AFL emailed me and said, we haven't received your RSVP. And I said, well, I actually did it, but I'll do it again. And she said, doesn't matter. I'll do it for you. We're having a few issues. So then when we got there and there was no table setting,
oh,
I thought, well, this isn't going well. But Bill.
So where were you?
Lisa was very passionate about going.
She loved it.
Because she loved it. And also with
Andy. Well, she actually said you were more passionate about going. Oh. And you tried to make out as though it was Lisa wanting you to go.
That's incorrect. And what I said is, in a past life,
yes,
if that had happened, I just would have literally done a 180 degree turn and gone home.
I think we've seen him do that, Bill. We saw him do that at the Logies once.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
no name tag.
No, security bloke wouldn't let me in.
Yeah.
So I said, thank you. And turned around and went home. And I got in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
But, Bill, we ended up sitting on the Brownlow medalists' table.
Patrick Cripps?
No, as in past winners.
Oh.
So Libba, Graham Moss,
yes.
Gordon Collis.
Gordon Collis.
Who I'd never met, what a lovely man he is, by the way. Never met him before. Barry Round.
Big Bazza.
So I don't know whether I was misplaced.
You reckon?
It was a table of 10, but they managed to find two more seats on Dim, and there was a table of 12.
Great, tough footballers, and there's old Dweed.
Yeah, they
Dweed. Dweed Brayshaw.
What's a Dweed?
I don't know. It's a Dweed.
Yeah.
Is that your phone, Damon?
Dweed. No, but great night, Purple, and...
How
well,
many are there?
Worthy of the champion too.
I think. I agree with that, Jim. And look, we had a breakaway six, didn't we? And I don't know how the bookmakers, all the media, and then the host broadcaster Channel 7 embraced these six, and then clearly the umpires did too. So everyone's on in sync now, aren't they? Given there's 850 players, and we knew from about 6 or 8 weeks ago there's only going to be six on the count. But look, I thought it was a really good count. I hope it translated pretty well, Bill, on TV.
It was long.
You didn't watch it.
I did. I was at a function, and there was a Brownlow function.
What, so you were watching?
I was.
The Brownlow.
I was watching at a function. Well, that was it was a Brownlow function. So the hench, you had to watch
hench.
He was fortunate, though, and let's not lose sight of the fact that in round 21 he got suspended for belting Calamachi, which the match review office and the tribunal felt was worthy of being a two-week ban. And then the lawyers, Jim, as we often commentate and did at the time and were quite worked up over at the time, got involved, got him off on a legal technicality. I'm glad for him that he did, but let's not lose sight of the fact that he was very fortunate in that regard. So, I mean, well done to him. And he's finished third in 2019, and the words he spoke post accepting the award, I mean, he referenced the 2019 period, and I just loved how he handled himself. And
he did, considering he couldn't talk. He admitted that, didn't he?
Yeah.
That he was no good in front of a mic.
Yeah, stutterer. Mm. So, I mean, well done to everyone who did it, and I don't mind it. On the Sunday, I think it should
always be Sunday. Much better day.
Yeah, and there's a runway now, isn't there, for both competing teams in the grand final itself, which I think helps them set up their week in a way better. It's just in the ideal world for them than it would be if it was a Monday night into a Tuesday morning.
Will we, with this in mind, move the bye from the week before the finals to the week before the grand final?
Well, it'll be interesting because Gil McLaughlin's leaving. If he was staying, it would absolutely stay locked in because he's such an advocate for it. He introduced it, and he's putting his chest out on a few fronts at the moment, Jim, on this farewell lap he's on. And one of them is setting up this extraordinary finals series. And he will trace some of it, and I think with reason, back to the bye.
All right,
and the resetting of all these teams.
If you need a bye, why wouldn't we move it to the week before the grand final so that if anyone's concussed, for instance, they can play in the game? Max Holmes has got another week to get himself ready. We get the two teams cherry ripe before the big dance.
Well, that was the COVID-driven situation of last year and the fact the game was in Perth, and that worked, I think, beautifully well as well. Whether they need to do that or want to do that in Melbourne, Super Bowl style, as they do with the NFL, I would be probably more for that than the post 23.
Well, so then I would. The reason I love it purple is because then the week before, the weekend before, you could make a big, big show of the Sandy Dragons grand final. That should be at Marvel on Friday night, maybe. And then you have the VFL final the next day on the Saturday.
And AFLW season all part of it now.
And then you have the Brownlow. So that weekend before, you can really shine a spotlight on some other things that are, I think, really important in footy.
Yeah.
And then you have the grand final.
Well, it will be at least the right of the new chief executive officer to potentially change that.
Do we know who that's going to be? I did see Andrew Dillon. I saw Travis Ault. I saw
Kylie Rogers.
There's
there
a few circling around.
Who's the leader?
I've always felt, this is my take on the situation, that if they were to go internally, that it would be Andrew Dillon, provided he got his own head around the public side of it. Because I know
what does that mean?
Well, he's never been one to embrace
introverted.
The media and the very, very public element to the job. And it's as much public as internal when it comes to the operations of it. I think he's good in that space. It's just that he's never sought it. And no one ever has sought it, I think. But it's fair to say Gillen's embraced it, hasn't he? Particularly on this farewell
episode. Got to see him up at the minute. My goodness.
Good like steam
it.
Up.
Yes,
it is. Where do you want to go next, Bill? You want to go to some trade? You want to go to the grand final?
Competing teams.
Yeah.
So a couple of injuries.
Yeah.
We can talk about that now. Max Holmes.
I just don't see them playing him because while the case is now being mounted that it might be a nerve-related, neural type of situation,
that was
what it was on the weekend, and that took him out of the game of footy. So what if that happens again and it's not the tear?
And he's a running player.
Yeah.
Different if it's a big forward or something like that, but he run. Well, so
you've got a sub.
Hey?
There's a medical sub, so if you pick a running, a like-for-like, and he has to come out.
But if you take him in and then a Collar Jasny incident, which happened in the first week of finals, if you recall, when O'Connor had to come on in the first quarter effectively, but so you're down one
it's
down.
It's the old-fashioned, if it's a hamstring and you're a running player, you've got to be doubtful.
I would think so.
All right, Sam Reed.
Yeah, well, I just can't see him playing, Bill, and then how you replace him, because he has had as good a season as he's had since the Swans last won a flag in 2012, and the last two-thirds of this year have been extraordinary for him. He actually helped turn the qualifying final when Buddy was a bit down, and he had a really good purple patch in the third quarter. He kicked two goals. Joel Amati's the one who's presenting in that regard. He wasn't one of the emergencies on the weekend. Hayden McLean was. You'd imagine they would go tall in replacing a tall who's going to be out. So I say that because Harry Cunningham, who's been a very good player for a long time, he was also one of the emergencies. So I think it's unlikely that they would go down the smaller path.
Cleveland Browns 13 up in the last quarter and found a way to lose.
Of course they can.
What was that thing I sent you, Jim? The last 2,229 games decided in the NFL with the team being up 13 in the last 2 minutes. Have won.
Except for Cleveland. they're the best. We're going to get back with some trade news with Purple next.
This is Damo's Recovery Session on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Damo's in thanks to Thirsty Camel. The Camel is calling this September. Find your local at thirstycamel.com.au. Yep.
Good-looking Jim and hence good-looking Lisa. Commission meeting.
Jeez, he's a flop.
Commission meeting.
Who didn't have a seat when you got there?
I know. I'll be dealing with that. Commission meeting as we speak.
Yeah, just wrapping up. Attempting to many matters, one of them being the Tasmanian ongoing saga. It'll move from here. Look, Gil, as we speak, is about to speak publicly, but from what I could gather last night, Jim, working the room a little bit as we do in those functions, there was not going to be any form of significant absolutely endorsing and signing off on this. But they wanted the presidents to get their heads around it, and that will be part of the meeting today. They will do is announce some priority draft picks to North Melbourne. It's probably not what the club wanted, but I think you know my views on priority. Just ban priority draft picks. But what they will get is a future second and future third round in 2023. Mm-hmm. But those picks must be used in this upcoming trade period. They must be traded for a player.
How do they get
player.
That? Why?
Oh, just because they're perform really, really badly, Bill, for
That's
two or three
right.
years. No, I've long, and this is not a North Melbourne directed situation. I've said it, no club should get any priority picks because I just think it creates a mindset that if we get worse than we currently are, we'll get some AFL assistance. And I think you're deep down the similar, Jim, in that regard.
No, 100% am.
North will argue.
I presented to the commission on the fact that they should be banned forever. But all I would say now from a North Melbourne point of view is they would turn around and go, well, why did Gold Coast get one and two then?
Well, they did, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And why did Angus Brayshaw and Christian Petrarca get handed to Melbourne?
Yep.
So they would argue that if you've been consistent as a commission, then they're in as bad a shape as those two clubs were and should get assisted.
Yeah.
I don't like it. No. I would get rid of it.
No, I don't either.
Now, Damo, the club presidents, I got this mail last night, and they said, don't worry, it'll be all washed over with the Brownlow.
Yeah.
But their meeting, obviously, you said that, to discuss the Tassie bid, $750 million roof stadium. The Tassie government committed to half, 23,000 seats.
Mm.
Presidents can't say no.
Mm.
That's what I hear.
Where's, if they commit to half, where's the other half coming from? The AFL won't. No, they won't.
That's what they
do. Bill, the AFL has not put one cent into a stadium around the country.
Well, they're
apart from
that's where it's at the minute. But
right. Okay.
And it wasn't the AFL that put those cents in either. It was the clubs.
Initially, it was.
Clubs paid for the bloody Marvel Stadium, won the AFL. Oh. Bill, there's no chance the AFL will put a cent into a stadium in Tassie.
Well, that's what I'm telling you where they're at. So,
if the Tassie government come up with the money.
It's a lot of money for the government.
It is.
I can't see them coming up with the
nine pressure acts for Rowan on the weekend. We'll talk about that during the break.
Off air.
Yeah. Josh Dunkley, Jim, we've been saying here on Triple M for some weeks that Brisbane, while they were still alive, was gaining in possibilities about grabbing Josh Dunkley. Well, it is now confirmed that he's a club of choice.
It was Port Adelaide.
Now, people say, we've been saying on Triple M, Bill, that Brisbane, because they were still alive in the finals, that was the delay in him announcing publicly where he wanted to go. So he's done that today. How they get it done, I'll let those two clubs sort it out.
You know what the Dogs want? Two first-round picks.
Yeah, well, every club wants two first-round picks for any club player they lose. I mean, he's a good player, Josh Dunkley, but he's not a two first-round draft picker. So, and if you do start with that, you'll get something back. But good pickup, though. I mean, having said all that, really good pickup. And they will also be aided. Now, they've just gone out of the finals, having beaten Richmond and Melbourne, but then being blown away by Geelong the other day. They've got Josh Dunkley, and they will get Will Ashcroft.
Yes.
And all the people, Jim and Bill, who watch the junior football say that Will Ashcroft, will be the 2023 version of Nick Dacos of 2022.
Yeah, yeah.
That he just walks in and effectively dominates.
Sam Walsh. Well, the 39 touches, I think, in the Dragons grand final win. So obviously high quality. And his brother, they reckon, is equally
good. He's 2 years behind him, but equal is good. Look at that. That is Max Holmes running at training today, open session down at the Cattery.
Running's one thing, Bill, but changing direction and kicking a football with a
I'm just showing you the photo. Right.
Who else is moving around? We've done Max Holmes,
Yes, I've got the Gary Ayres medal here for votes over the weekend.
No, we were talking player movement, Bill.
All right.
Richmond's got the luxury of now having Tarando and Hopper wanting and choosing and nominating that team to go to, but getting them both done, particularly with Hopper being in contract, that's going to cause some problems, Jim. Just back on to a couple of, I suppose, storylines out of the grand final. I love the golden oldies element to the Geelong side, obviously. I mean, it's not what some clubs want to set up to be, but they are the oldest team and are regularly beating their own record in that space. You've also got the Hickey, Parker, Franklin aged element to the Swans team, and they're all hitting the line pretty strongly, aren't they? So
Danger
and Hawkins and Selwood, obviously, at the head of that.
They have premierships. Danger doesn't. Yeah. I would love to see him be a premiership player, Paddy Dangerfield.
Yeah.
He's ticked every box in a brilliant career.
What about
that would be a nice way
Buddy?
For him to...
Buddy,
he's already won a couple.
He's not won two at Hawthorn, and the two he's played for in Sydney. The first year he was in that 9-year deal, 2014. He was best player for the Swans in that loss to Hawthorn. Yeah, then he rolled his ankle in 2016. But, I mean, the beautiful symmetry about that, he's had 9 years at Hawthorn, 9 years at Sydney. His first year at the Sydney Swans was a grand final. His last game within the contract he's in is going to be a grand final. He's got...
played very well on the weekend, by the way.
I thought he was outstanding. Oh, yeah, the two
marking
goals.
Overhead.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that for a while from Buddy.
And equally importantly, he didn't bring too many down when he went from above his head like he often hasn't done. But Jimmy, he brought it to ground, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
And he created contests.
Well, the row bottom where he just walked into an open goal was caused by a superstar forward. Yep. So three went in the air to try and nullify his effect, and therefore no one stayed down and a spillage goal was the result. But that's what used to happen with Duck back in the North. Other teams would be so terrified of his dominance that they would get things wrong.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
He copped some big hits early too, Buddy. Mm.
He did, and he created some himself.
What about young De Koning? You'll have to go to him.
You'd think so, although Jack Henry has had a role on him in the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tom Stewart will be steering the ship as always, won't he? And Cole Jazzy normally takes someone a bit shorter and smaller, but he will be in that space, won't he, at times where he's going to have to also step up. So it's as intriguing as there is. It is a shame for the Swans that they don't have Sam Reed, who has been so instrumental in getting to this stage. Now, whether, as we said before, about Amati or McLean, whoever it's going to be replacing, it's still not going to be the footy nous of
what Sam sort Reed. Of a day are we having? Do we know this far out?
We think rain. Yeah, I think there's a bit of rain.
15 inch showers.
Oh, no.
Okay. We don't want
rain.
Oh. It'll be a full house. Oh, looking forward to it.
Will you be going to the parade on the down the river?
Oh, they've asked me. I said, I don't know. Scotty, I'll just wait. I'll see.
They've asked you.
They've got to cash
you on. Watch if they win. He'll be on the dais. That's how embarrassing he is.
I don't know if I can get out there. But
don't reckon?
Archie used to get out in the grass.
Super Bowl.
Sunday footy show for us, Bill. You going to make a return?
No, I don't know. We'll see about that, Damien.
Oh, you changed your mind?
No. I haven't heard anything. That's all. So we'll see.
I think Hutchie actually held the Vince Lombardi trophy.
He touched it.
Did he?
He touched it before Tom Brady did on one of the...
On the turf after a Super Bowl.
What's going on there with Tom Brady, by the way?
Well, he won again today. He just had blinding last quarter. Oh, how would I know?
Well,
From Melbourne, how would you reckon he's across?
Patrick Dangerfield got 10 votes. Grian Myers, 8. Tom Hawkins, 5. Collar Dasney, 3. Tom Stewart, 3. And Darcy Gardner, 1.
Yes.
Jack Crisp, our man.
Crisper.
8. Callum Mills, 8. Luke Parker, 5. Tom Papley, Scott Pendlebury, 3. Darcy Moore and Buddy got a 1 are there.
No Chad Warner amongst that?
No.
He had a great first half, didn't he?
Hey, Purple, we look forward to seeing you Saturday.
Then. See you then, boys.
Everything all right at home?
That was Damo's recovery session. The Camel is calling this September. Find your local at thirstycamel.com.au. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.